I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest, and this is Business of Healthcare. For more than a decade, Dr. Google has been making steady inroads into the practice of medicine. Unlike your physician, online health information is available 24/7. Today, nearly 8 out of 10 people who use the internet report that they may look for health information online at least occasionally. As you might suspect, women are the most voracious consumers of online health information, especially if they have children. As far as reliability, about 1 out of 4 people say they trust online symptom checkers, mobile apps, and home-based vital sign monitors as much as they trust their doctor. In fact, roughly the same proportion uses these tools instead of going to see the doctor, according to one consumer survey by Royal Philips Electronics. But that can be an unhealthy precedent. Researchers from Harvard Medical School report that online tools, like symptom checkers, may be useful in deciding whether or not to seek immediate medical attention. But the information these tools provide should not be taken as gospel. And while the internet is useful for researching health issues, it can become counterproductive. One Houston physician cautions patients about information overload. He told the New York Times, quote, "Just like with medicine, you have to ask yourself what dose you can take. For some people, more information makes them wackier, while others get more relaxed and feel more empowered," unquote. So like most things in life, when it comes to health care and the internet, moderation and a little skepticism are key. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.